Let's see here.
Did you get that email?
Yes. And I'm trying to negotiate it right now. But there's a new round of Tiger Woods text messages out there. These are between him and the well-known porn star, Jocelyn James.
Yuck.
Boy, she is nasty.
I think she's kind of hot.
Oh, what a shock. What a shock. So if that woman walked through the door, you'd be interested.
You bet I would.
Yes.
God.
Yes, yes. Oh, yes.
You are
oh,
so
yes.
disgusting.
I will wear you out.
I worry about you. You know that?
Don't worry about
I
me.
I really worry. Danny,
worry
should we be
me.
Worried about him?
No.
Just worry about yourself.
You can't change him. He's going to stay the same.
Yeah,
that's
right.
True. That's right.
Don't you tell me what to do.
Anyway, most of these are far too graphic to be read.
When did she say these were issued? Are these just random
these are
text
all,
messages?
No, these are dated, and you can see them going out through the
yes.
evenings. They date all the way back to July 30th, and they end at November 4th of 2009. And some of these texts are like at 5 o'clock in the morning when he's telling her, it's like, well, I've got a tea time. I've got to get up 15 minutes. I've got a tea time at 7.
Yeah. Let's see. I'm trying to find one here that
you can actually read.
Yeah, that I can actually read that might be funny and useful at some point.
Well, what were the ones you thought you could read?
Well, let me go to those here.
Is it?
There are a couple here that would be.
I see one.
All right. Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right.
There's no context as far as what she had written
no.
or anything?
No. It's just him.
All right. I don't know whether to believe this. Again, this is the only woman who's trying to profiteer off this. This is the only one who thinks her career can be furthered, even though she has, you know, issued statements and hired Gloria Allred of how disgusted she is and everything.
I totally believe all of these texts.
Yet she releases these 6 months after the fact or whatever.
These, I totally believe them all, too.
These look real.
You
these,
believe anything.
These are totally in keeping with everything
yep.
we know about them.
Okay.
All right, here's one. Okay, I would like to have a threesome with you and another girl you trust.
Yeah, I believe that.
I want to treat you rough, throw you around, spank and slap you. Now, this next one I'm not going to read.
Good.
Spank and slap you.
And I can't read that last one either. I could do it in the studio, but there's a word that's going to have to be bleeped out.
Well, just bleep it. Just don't read that one.
All right.
We can all guess what it is.
You are my whore. Hold you down.
Oh, my God. Someone actually texts that?
And let me finish.
Let
him finish.
Let me finish. You are my whore. Hold you down while I choke you.
God. And there's a word missing from that?
Yeah. Yes. Oh, there's a lot. You are my blanking, blanking whore. Hold you down while...
That's not the half of it.
Oh, this is nothing.
What, yeah, that's the lightweight stuff compared to what's on this other thing.
Man, he's just dirty.
Now you're talking whatever I want. You are mine.
Isn't there one about bathroom habits
yes.
and stuff?
No, I didn't see that. There's something
okay.
about doing stuff where bathroom
that's
comes
what,
from.
That's what I meant, yeah.
Here's
where bathroom
one.
Comes from.
Here's one. I would love to have the ability to make you sore.
Have the ability?
All right, here's one.
I'm just confused now. I would be like, my response to that is WTF, dude.
Do you ever hook up with other guys or girls? You didn't answer the question.
Meaning, he's trying to figure out if this woman has sex with other men besides him? Is that what he's asking?
She's a porn star.
A porn star? A slut? A hooker by trade if she hooks up with other men?
Does that excite you at all or no?
God, what an idiot this guy is. What an idiot.
You better want to take care of me.
I think Mike's getting off on this.
There's no doubt. He loves this tiger thing more than anybody.
It's hilarious.
This tiger sexting thing and threesomes, and he'll call me at 4 in the morning, ask if I've heard about the new Arizona rumors going on.
I don't call you at 4 in the morning for nothing.
Are you sleeping yet?
Got his Batman costume.
Oh, yeah.
This one's kind of interesting. It says, head to the elevators and go to 334. That's your room. The door will be open with the deadbolt. I have to get back here to wait for the food. I'm in room 358. And then he says, let me know when you're in the room. Food just got here. Don't come down here. Lots of people in the hall. I'll let you know when it clears. Are you close to being ready? Come on down. It's quiet in the hall now. There's a room service cart in my hall. Be careful. And then he gives the room again. Okay, lights out.
Golly, man.
Man.
Well, you know, these are just lurid.
One thing that I did read is that he was furious at her.
Yes.
Because she supposedly, unbeknownst to him, I guess had the key to his room.
Mm-hmm.
And showed up early one morning when he wasn't even in the room and was waiting for him. Well, he comes back with all these businessmen from Dubai, where he's got all these projects going on, these investors.
Right.
And there she is next door, or in the little bedroom of the suite or whatever, while he's sitting there pitching all these investors. They're discussing whatever business for the longest time. And supposedly he flipped out saying, you almost ruined my effing life.
Yeah, the last three texts say that. It says, oh my God, if they were with me, you would have ruined everything. I told you, oh my God, I can't believe what just happened. Don't effing talk to me. You almost ruined my whole life. If my agent and these guys would have seen you there, F.
How about this one?
How about this one?
Forget that stuff. Let's go back to the bathroom.
How about a quickie before I go?
I gotta be honest with you. With as much sex as that guy had, was there anything quickie about them?
You have done just about everything, haven't you?
Again, Tiger, she's a porn star. She's done more than everything. I mean, have you had a threesome before? Have you been with a black guy before? Again, Tiger, yes, you idiot.
Here's one. Baby, I'm not going anywhere or doing anything. You please me like no other has or ever will. I'm not losing that. You have to understand people love to talk about me. Sometimes it's good and sometimes it's bad. I've learned to just roll with it no matter how much it upsets me when it's not true. My life is a fishbowl.
Oh, man.
God. I'm telling you, this guy's going to come back and be twice the golfer that he was once he gets on track.
Because you think he has nothing to worry
about? Well, he's actually going to get some effing sleep. I mean, all of this stuff is like late at 5:44 in the morning and 5:03 a.m. and midnight. And God almighty. I mean, how obsessed with sex must that dude have been? Well, that's all he did, and he was still the best golfer in the world.
Wouldn't it be funny if he comes out and wins like 12 straight majors?
Because he's just super focused.
Yeah.
And takes all that energy and puts it into his driver.
And again, if I'm Elon, and he does that, I leave him. Leave him. Because that just shows how much messing around he was doing. If he comes out and tears the tour up more than he ever has, then that's grounds for me leaving again.
Do you think this is the stuff of an addict?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A real hardcore, stomp down, hope to die, legitimate sex addict.
Don't you? You ever known anybody like this? Now again, he has the ways and means. Maybe we all would be there if we actually could do it.
Hey.
But I just don't know anyone else who can. I mean, Danny's pretty much the closest to it.
Thanks.
That I know.
I really appreciate that.
He's the only stallion that I know.
Now this is fun!
I don't know. I don't know what to think about all that.
Wink.
You ought to go back and look at that Winston Bennett thing I told you about, though.
Go to the bathroom and take it.
About him being the sex addict?
Yes. Now that's a more normal guy sex addict.
Where he just doesn't care. At least Tiger thinks that he's getting some sort of quality. See, but The reason I think that he is a sex addict, if there is such a thing, is that, man, he was doing it with women that were not even that great, and he could have gotten a lot better.
Waitresses from the Pancake House.
Right, right. I mean...
Yeah, Mindy Lawton.
Yeah. I mean, he's going after pretty pond scummy types when you compare him to him.
Gotta go.
As far as his money and fame and all that.
Not this one, though. This is a nice piece here.
Really, Mike? Have you seen the recent photos of her?
Yeah.
With the short hair?
Not bad.
Oh, God.
651.
Wait, real quick. Are we back?
What? Go.
Are we on?
Hurry up.
We got to give a shout out to Ron.
All right, Ron, congratulations.
Ron's daughter, Big Candy, is working here at
Big
Hooters.
Big Candy?
Yeah, he calls his daughter Big Candy. She's working here, and Ron's working on her car back at the house. So, how you doing, Ron?
Daddy touched me there.
Shut up, Mike.